areas like Texas and California, their focus has been on controlling psyllids in the urban areas. They've identified most of the psyllid movement into commercial groves coming from dooryard trees. So a lot of their focus has been on controlling citrus psyllids in the dooryard. However, if you look at Florida, our situation is a little bit different. We have a lot of either abandoned groves or groves that receive minimal management. And when those groves continue to flush, there's actually a lot more trees in those situations that are, potentially producing psyllids. And so the risk for us is much greater coming from those abandoned or minimal managed groves compared to dooryard trees.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.